WeMix halts bridges and trading after 724K contract exploit. WeMix suspended its bridges and trading functions across the network on July 27, 2026, after an attacker breached a linked smart contract and moved roughly $724,000. The team froze remaining funds and paused services network-wide while it investigates, according to a Cointelegraph report citing the incident. The dollar figure is small by the standard of this year's bridge exploits. The response was not. Halting bridges and trading across an entire network to contain a $724,000 loss signals that the team either could not immediately scope the breach or feared the flaw in the linked contract exposed far more than the amount already taken. The breach and the shutdown. The attacker did not hit WeMix's core token contract directly. The breach came through a linked contract, one of the auxiliary contracts that networks wire into their main system for bridging, staking, or reward logic. Those peripheral contracts often hold real permissions over funds while receiving less scrutiny than the flagship token contract, which makes them a recurring soft spot. Once the movement of funds was detected, WeMix chose the blunt option, freeze what remained, and pause services rather than let the exploit continue while engineers trace the exact path. That is the correct call when you cannot yet rule out a larger drain, but it carries its own cost. A network-wide halt means bridge users cannot move assets in or out, and traders cannot exit positions until services resume. A second strike in the same month. This is not WeMix's first security problem this July. Earlier in the month, the network dealt with a separate incident in which contract owner privileges were compromised, and roughly $625 million in tokens were illegally minted, an event we covered in our report on the WeMix contract owner breach. Two distinct incidents inside a few weeks, both touching contract-level controls, point to a governance and key management problem rather than a one-off bug. The pattern matters more than either single loss. A $6.25 million mint followed by a $724,000 contract exploit suggests the attack surface around WeMix's privileged contracts has not been closed. Networks that suffer repeat incidents in a short window tend to see users pull liquidity faster than the losses themselves would justify, because the fear shifts from how much did they lose to what breaks next. Bridges keep drawing the fire. Cross-chain bridges and their linked contracts have been the most exploited layer of crypto this year. The mechanics are consistent. A bridge holds locked assets on one chain against minted representations on another, and any flaw in the contract logic or the keys controlling it can unlock the whole pool. Recent months brought a string of these, from a pair of Ethereum bridges drained of $31.7 million to a $515 million bridge hack on Cardano's Knight that forced a hard fork. WeMix's loss is a rounding error next to those, but the failure mode is the same family. A peripheral contract with more power than its testing warranted. The fix is rarely a single patch. It usually means re-auditing every contract that can touch funds, rotating any keys that could have been exposed, and rebuilding the multi-signature or time lock controls that should have caught unauthorized movement before it cleared. Practical read for holders. For anyone holding WeMix or assets bridged through it, the immediate takeaway is procedural. Frozen bridges mean funds are stuck until the team confirms services are safe to reopen, and there is no fixed timeline for that. Do not attempt to route around a halted bridge through unofficial contracts, which is exactly how secondary losses happen during an active incident. The broader lesson sits with counterparty risk. Assets bridged onto a network, or held in a custodial exchange balance on that network, depend entirely on the security of contracts and keys you do not control. That is the same exposure that makes some users prefer spending from their own wallet over parking funds inside a provider that can be frozen by an incident like this one. When a network can suspend all movement in response to a breach, your access is only as reliable as its security. WeMix has not published a full postmortem or a restart timeline as of writing. The market context is calm. Broader crypto is steady, with Bitcoin at $65,012, up 0.9% on the day, and Ether at $1,941, up 3.3% as of July 27, 2026, and the Fear and Greed Index reading 38, fear. That backdrop gives WeMix room to fix quietly, but a second contract incident in 1 month leaves little margin for a third.